In this episode of Expat Podcast in Netherlands, an interview with Claudia Ziegler-Zach. Claudia is originally from Germany, but lives in the Netherlands for many years. In this podcast, she speaks about the first years after her move, her corporate experience, and typical Dutch cultural characteristics. She also provides some handy tips for newcomers to the Netherlands. Have fun listening to this energizing episode. When did you come to the Netherlands?
I came to the Netherlands in 1988. I was born in Germany and I came to the Netherlands to study.
So 1988, then the first thing I think, because I was in Germany in 1989, when the big change happened with the wall that fell down. How is that for you? Because which part from Germany are you from originally?
I'm from the southwestern part. I grew up in nearby the French border, and the opening of the wall and everything, yes, was amazing. You know, even I lived in the Netherlands, it was a big thing for all of us.
Yes, of course. So it was originally a western part of Germany. So you were part of the so-called free world. But then the borders opened up, but you were in the Netherlands. But you say it was quite an experience for you. How did that happen to you? What was your experience when this happened?
A new way of freedom, because my stepfather, he is originally from the eastern part. And so it's something really in my family. And we learned what it is to cross the border before and how it felt. And when all this went away, the border was away, we really felt the freedom that people could travel. They do not need to go and show their bags and everything they have with them. Yes, that's a wonderful feeling. Freedom is the best you can have.
Yeah, sure. And so, but you were in a different situation because you said because of your studies, you went to the Netherlands, right?
Right.
In 1988. And what did you study?
I started with the fashion design. I always thought in my life, I really want to do fashion for television and for theaters. And when I tried to find out how to do that in Germany, it was not that easy. There were really expensive schools with Hugo Boss, you know, and I couldn't afford that. And here in the Netherlands, there were more, suitable educations for me. And so I went to Amsterdam and I did.
Oh, you went to Amsterdam. So,
yeah.
And you already lived in Amsterdam when you started to study. So how did you find the place?
No, I actually lived not in Amsterdam. I lived nearby Hilversum because...
Oh, so you had to commute actually.
Yes, I had to commute, and the school also had a dependence in Hilversum, so it was good for me to travel over there and to Amsterdam as well. And the best thing was that you could do a lot by bicycle, yes, because I really wasn't used to use the bicycle so much before. Yes, we had really mountains and a lot of fruit gardens and wine mountains, you know. So we walked a lot to school.
Yeah, so it's not the bicycle area.
No, if you go with a bicycle, then you have to step down and walk a little because the mountain is so steep.
Yeah, I see. So in the Netherlands, you lived in Hilversum. You had to commute once in a while. You also had school at Hilversum, you say, at the Dependence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was your study, and how did it go from there?
Yes, after I was finished with it, I realized that it's a wonderful hobby to do all this fashion, but I missed the intellectual part in my life. And therefore, I started to study economics. And also, I really had a problem to find a job because it was the early 90s, and there were not a lot of jobs for young people around.
Right. And because you were in the Netherlands, and you went to the Netherlands because of your studies, but it sounds like you decided to stay.
Yes, that was really interesting. The first time I went to Hilversum with my car, I looked to the right and I looked to the left, and it was happening to me. I really thought, okay, I stay here for the rest of my life.
Really?
And yes, that was the moment. And I didn't have a relationship forever or something like that at that moment. I went here for the study, and I just felt, okay, this is a good place to be. I want to stay here. And so I did, and I never regret it. And later on, I met my husband. And
wow.
Yes, yes.
So you were all alone at the beginning, actually.
I had a daughter with me. I already was a mother when I was 18. And it was also good for me to go to another country to start on my own, a new life.
With your daughter with you?
With my daughter with me, and in the Netherlands was very, very good with the child care at that time already. Germany was far behind with working moms bringing their children to school. And yes, I really learned that the way the Dutch did with the child care, it was an eye-opener for me. The care, the love, the loving people, how they treated the children, yes, and the small groups, it was wonderful. When I was on the way with my education then, and my parents visited me to look after what did she do and how does it go, and then they saw it's very well organized here in the Netherlands.
Okay, so an amazing experience actually, and it sounds like that's quite a step for you, because I reckon, you know, you go alone to the Netherlands, but you didn't go alone. You went with your daughter with you, 18 years old, starting a new study, starting a new life, and you loved it. It sounds like it. You really loved it. The welcoming feeling and the environment, and you decided to stay in Hilversum. Do you still live in Hilversum?
No, I live now in Almere, which is not far away. I found here a wonderful place to live because everything is new. I love Lego, you know, the little stones to build with. And yes, that's
Almere. So why do you make a comparison? Does the city look like Lego to you?
I saw it growing. Yes.
Oh, you saw it.
I saw it growing like a Lego city. So
for the people who don't know, let's a little bit explain what Almere is about. So Almere is one of the few places in the Netherlands that's actually brand new, right?
Yes, right. Before Almere, it was water area, and they filled it up with sand. And then later on, they built the first train, and then they built the first city, and then it was growing and growing. And nowadays, we have about more than 200,000 inhabitants.
Yes, for a lot of people, this is like a miracle that you actually reclaim land from the sea and you start building a whole city on it. And this is where you live now. Is this to your satisfaction?
Yes, absolutely. We live here with a lot of different cultures. And of course, some people do not like that because they are used to be in their own area. But at the end, we are a multicultural country, aren't we? And so we learn a lot from other cultures. And because of the multicultural environment, we have different shops with different goods you can buy from all over the world. So that makes for me very interesting. You know, I was grown up in a very little small German city, and here it's international environment. Yes, of course, it's good if you learn the Dutch language. I did also. But
and how did you learn it?
To be honest, yes, I went to school and it was a Dutch. There was also required to have a really good an A or an B in the Dutch language. I started with reading the commercial papers coming into the door, you know. That sounds crazy, but it is, you get a connection about what do they have, the picture, and the picture has words. So I started to read everything. Then I started to, in the shop, I started to read the back page of the things, what you're buying, you know.
The ingredients.
So you know about the ingredients, how they use it and so on, because I really like cooking and then you start to talk, and in today it's easy. You have a phone with you. Yes, you have translator with you. But in that days, I had this old Langenscheid, you know, German, Dutch, German. And I went with that book to the grocery store and to everyone I went with. And I tried by myself to talk as much Dutch as possible. And what they did then in return, they answered in German to me or in English to make me feel comfortable. But at the end, I managed that way that on a certain moment they answered me in Dutch, and that was for me like getting a diploma.
A degree. Yes.
So it was for me like, wow, somehow I did it. They answered
I must
me
be speaking
Dutch.
On an acceptable level now, because they they respond to me in Dutch as well. I can imagine that's quite a step for you. Okay. So an amazing experience so far, because you actually, with a lot of bravery, stepped to a new country with your daughter, with you, started the studies, then started a new studies apart from that, or after that, you say, economics. And what did it bring to you? What kind of work have you been doing ever since?
Yes, during the study, I worked at Ernst & Young, because Ernst & Young made it possible for me to do the study besides the work. Yes, the thing is, because I was from another country and I also spoke several languages, I understand French also, I easily went into international departments. Yes, so because they know what your skills are, and then I worked in an international department at Ernst & Young. And from there, I learned more about software, and I got interested about that, because early 2000s, it was really a hype, you know, the automation of everything.
Information technology, everybody wanted to do programming and things, yes.
Yes, making things easier, and yes, I loved it, and I jumped into that industry, and I moved on to Logica CMG, what is now CGI today, and I learned a lot about implementing all this software into businesses, and especially in human resources. And that way, I learned more about human resources and how they work. And I always love people. And at a certain moment, I was the bridge between the human resources department and the software development department and the finance department. So that was a field I really loved, because I understood the culture. So if you are coming from another country, joining the Netherlands, you have an advantage, because you understand, or you try to listen to understand different cultures. And that's an ingredient of yourself.
And you say because of your work, you have the different fields, finance and ICT, and you had human resource management. And this is comparable to understanding different cultures between countries, where you had different cultures in departments. Is that what you say?
No, if you are coming from another country, mm-hmm. yeah, from abroad, and you try to find your way in a new country, it mm-hmm. can be the Netherlands, it can be any other country, but then you're more open to understand how different cultures and countries are. So you have, of course, cultures between countries, but you also have cultures in a company.
Yes.
a human resource department has a different culture than a finance department or an IT department or marketing, whatever department. Yes. So by coming from another country into a new country, learning all the way, working, living, understanding people, accepting that things are different that you are used to when you're grown up.
You already had the skills.
Actually. You already have all the skills to bridge between cultures and yeah, mm-hmm. that's the
I
best
see what you
thing.
Mean. Yeah. Yeah. And what do you do nowadays?
Yeah, so after I worked for multi corporate companies, I started on my own, first as a consultant, and then I was working on different companies, and then the same thing again and again, you know, there is something between the cultures, and then I was bridging and fixing and bringing the solution, and then I went to the next thing and the next, and I realized that all this from going from one to the other is at a certain moment not a satisfaction anymore. Uh-huh. And then I started a company in human resources where I help companies who are from abroad and have a few people here in the Netherlands. They may have a main office in USA or in England or in Germany, wherever. But here in the Netherlands, only a few people. But they still need a human resources department. And I'm then their contact person to get that done.
Okay. Yes. Sounds like a really nice job.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
And you do this for multiple companies.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have, never mind what kind of branch or industry they are. It turns out that most of them are in the technical business. And someone said to me, because I have a German background, thinking and processes or so. I don't know, but the most of them are
in... those stereotypes, right?
Yes, the most of them are in technical companies. And so if they need recruiting, I organize recruiting for them. If they need a payroll calculation, I organize that for them. If they need a new pension fund. So I organize everything for them they need for their offices here, but always think about their company culture, their main country, because we have to fit it in together, you know. Of course, we have different rules here in the Netherlands, but they still have a main office with a certain
You are still forming the bridge, in fact, between the
Absolutely.
Dutch and the other country. Yes.
Absolutely.
One thing that popped in my mind when you were mentioning, you know, one of those stereotypes about German people being very, process orientated. What would you say about yourself? Are you now a Dutch woman with originally a German background, or are you a German woman who lives in the Netherlands for quite a while?
That's a good question. I really cannot answer it. I'm in between.
Do you feel German still?
Yeah, for some parts. Absolutely. I'm still a German. Yeah, on for some part, when I come to Germany, they say, oh, you have a Dutch accent. And people who know me from school, you know, I still meet them and they say, oh, you're a little Dutch now.
You changed. All right. Because what would you say is typically Dutch culture?
But I really love to learn about the Dutch, which I really hadn't before. Yes, I really try to learn that is... the improvement in communication with people. For example, if you go to a German client, sometimes you get a cup of coffee to start with, but most of the time you don't. They really start the first second into what's all about, yes? And the Netherlands is more, how was the weekend, talking about that. And
I really, more informal.
I really learned that, and more interest in the people, and that's the difference in human resources as well. In Germany, it's still human resources, a department who solves the contracts and administration and get the things done for the management board. But in the Netherlands, absolutely, human resources is part of the management board. We have a vision. We have also an employer branding we really use for getting the people in, of course, with recruitment and keeping them. So the Netherlands is more, I would say, more kind to the people in that company. You see it also if you read the recruitment. And the Germans, they most of the times they say, okay, we have that job. We offer you a good position in our company, which is wonderful. But they never say what can we offer for the person that person really wants to go there. Mm. And in the Netherlands, we are really focused on having happy employee at the company. And then we have a lot of benefits to help them to find their way, and we help them to develop. So the Dutch companies are really good in development plans, personal development plans for their employees.
Okay. Quite interesting differences. So nowadays, when you look at the Netherlands, and the people who are listening to this, maybe they have not moved to the Netherlands yet, or maybe they never will, we don't know, but they are for some reason interested in the Netherlands. How would you, in a few words, describe this country?
How would I describe the Netherlands? Colorful, because of multiple people from multiple countries, and also colorful if you look at the flowers, the tulips, you know. So this, you can always link what you see is what you get in the people. And a good connection you get with everyone if you're really open to understand that, and you're really open to them, yes. But there will always be a certain moment that you think, oh, I thought I'm really close to them, yes. And maybe if you're here for 1 or 2 years, there will be a moment that you think, oh, it's not all I thought that it is. Yes, the longer you stay in a new country, you learn more, and then you realize that not the complete picture you saw in the beginning is as it is. But if you stay longer, you will get in return the picture again from the beginning, and even more commitment with the people around you. So I say this because I got a lot of complaints from people who are coming to the Netherlands and saying, yes, it looks in the beginning so wonderful and the people so kind, and at a certain moment I do not feel really, I feel lonely. Some people really come to me that I really feel lonely, I cannot get connection. And then I say, it's just for a certain time. And then it changes again, because it's a process you go into, and you really have to go to meet people. Yes, if you stay at home and you do not go to whatever, a football club or whatever is your hobby, go and meet people, and then you will be easily friends with others. But just waiting until someone is coming to you.
You have to take the initiative, you say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. When I came to the Netherlands, there were a few German students as well with me here. And they all went back to the Germany because they didn't take the initiative, as you say.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Did you make a lot of Dutch friends while you were here?
Yes, right from the beginning. Mm. And I'm lucky that I easily make new friends.
And your daughter, does she still live in the Netherlands?
Yes, I have two daughters. The eldest one we talked about, she is living in De Beers, so she did all the she went to Montessori, a school which we didn't have in Germany, which is wonderful. She went to very good, like in Germany they say, Gymnasium, in the Dutch they say VWO, and then she studied for pharmacy, and then she became a doctor. So she has a really good education here in the Netherlands, and of course Dutch friends. And my youngest one is also here in the Netherlands. She has a Dutch father, which is...
Because she was born in the Netherlands then.
Yes, she was born in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, if people are coming from abroad, I always really recommend be open and enjoy. Enjoy the kindness of the people, and that you get many help if you ask. Yes, if you don't ask, nothing happens. And even if you have any question and you see this interview, you can ask me, of course, as well.
Yes, because below this podcast, I will give the information about you, your website. So if people would like to reach out to you, they can look you up and contact you, right?
Yes, wonderful. Thank you for that.
Thank you for all your sharing of your experiences. A very interesting story that you came to a long time ago and you're still here. You're enjoying the country. It's so nice to hear this. So thank you so much for sharing this, and see you next time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
Are you an expat living in the Netherlands? Would you like to share your story in an episode of Expat Podcast in Netherlands? Then simply send an email to contact@yourmovetothenetherlands.nl.